Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Ah, everyone loves a little information society. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. So if you're going to the Panthers game tonight, don't forget, there's a Funky Buddha tap room right there in the arena. And you can enjoy some delicious drinks. And if you're not going to the game tonight, but you want a place to watch the game, watch a little Thursday night football, Funky Buddha tap room in Oakland Park, time of your life. Mm-hmm. We're going to be there 1 week from tonight.
I like it.
Do you know why?
Thursday night football.
That's right. Just some friends getting together, watch a little football, maybe see what Quinn Ewers or Zach Wilson has to offer.
And we'll have the Eat the Enemy so we can have some Maryland food.
Right. So what do you think? Crab cakes?
It would have to be crabs.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. Yeah. Crab cakes, I think, would be the way to go. The Eat the Enemy for this Sunday at Funky Buddha is chicken and waffles.
Mm-hmm.
So you know Chef Jeff is going to do a good job. So watch the game Sunday. You watch college football all day Saturday there. They've got Halloween stuff going on at the tap room. Sticky Treats is available. There is so much going on at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, or the little Funky Buddha at the Amerant Bank Arena right across from Pantherland. You can get all kinds of good stuff. But next week, everyone's welcome to come out and watch football with us. Just grab yourself a chair somewhere at the bar or whatever, and it'll be me and Crowder and Solana, and it'll be me and Crowder and Jimmy and Appel, and maybe we can get the Ticket Wizard out there, and we'll have the time of our lives. So
my Ticket Wizard shirt today.
You're wearing your Ticket Wizard
yes,
shirt today. Look at you.
My fishing buddy.
Couldn't have scheduled this any other day, huh? One day I could be there.
Well, we wanted to do a weeknight game, not a ton of options, and the Heat play many weeknight games, and so you were left out to dry.
It's kind of addition with subtraction.
Addition by subtraction. But I mean that with all the respect in the world. Here's your 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
We were talking about it in the last hour, so I did look it up. Inter Miami is -190 to win tomorrow against Nashville.
What about for the series? Do you know? Why are you showing us that picture? Why is that picture up on the video stream, Jimmy?
I didn't put it.
Did you put that up there?
I think Crowder did.
Did you put that up there?
I didn't know I could do that.
You're an administrator on
Jack.
Wait a second. That's you? You're putting that up?
No, I'm putting that one up. Oh. You put one on me, I'll put one of him.
You're an administrator?
Oh, it's a lot of log men.
Battling pictures. That's funny. If you're watching our YouTube feed, that is Solana with drumsticks. Guarantee you he never played the drum.
No.
He was doing props even back then. That's you walking around with your rhyme notebook. There is no chance you were a drummer in the band.
Bro, jazz band, eighth grade, Concert
that was,
band.
You were in eighth grade?
No,
that
that's
can't
sixth grade.
Be eighth
that's
grade.
Sixth grade.
That can't be eighth
that's
grade.
Sixth grade. But I played the drum set throughout. I was percussion sixth grade, then seventh and eighth, play the drum set.
So you wore your eighth grade chin all middle school?
Bro,
you know,
I saw.
The weird thing is, that's a candid shot. It wasn't even picture day. He just happened to be walking through the hall. That's how you dress for school.
Alejandro.
You see the set of hair I had on me back then?
That was a good-looking lid. Yeah. That's a good-looking salad.
That was a cute little salad.
All right.
You had a little Jack Black hand.
Ay, ay, ay.
Messi to score tomorrow, minus 275. Messi first goal scorer, plus 190. Messi to score two or more goals, plus 160.
All right.
Tonight in the NBA, I'll get to some other stuff right now in the NBA. You know, the whole federal investigation thing.
Oh, that thing.
Thunder at Pacers tonight. It's an NBA Finals rematch with a lot less, let's say, gusto to it, because the Pacers aren't the Pacers of the NBA Finals. But NBA Finals rematch in Indiana tonight, 7:30 p.m. These games are on ESPN. Warriors host the Nuggets at 10. Either of you watch Ernie, Shaq, Charles Barkley, Kenny the Jet Smith yesterday?
I was traveling. I want to, though.
We were out in Delray Beach, and they had it on in the bar that we were at. And so I saw some of it. I saw them run to the screen. But then I did watch it after, maybe before, the late game started.
So it is literally in the same studio.
Yeah, same music.
The same music, the same setup. The only difference is you don't see TNT on the logo. You see ESPN on
it
the
logo. It is produced by TNT. The only thing that's different, they are producing the same broadcast that they produced for years. But they are then taking that broadcast and licensing it to ESPN. There is nothing different.
But you know what? I like that, because it would have been very easy for ESPN, big you-know-what, to come in and say, no. Like, we're going to pay you guys. We're going to have our people handle the production. We're going to have our people do it. F this. Move to Bristol or come to Bristol once a week. And instead, Ernie, I'm sure, played a hand in saying, no, we like our crew. We like our people, product works.
The whole thing, if you remember last year when it was starting to come down to it, was they weren't going to sign elsewhere. They didn't want to go elsewhere. They didn't want to be on the set with Stephen A. Smith and whatever. They wanted to do their show, and a lot of people were concerned, like, hey, you're taking it off TNT, and you're taking away the best pregame show, post-game show,
ever.
Halftime show. And so it was a great solution, which is, we'll keep doing it. We're just going to license it to the other network. And by the way, ESPN now doesn't have to produce a pregame show, which always pales in comparison. I mean, they will have one because it's not every night that they do a broadcast. But yeah, the ESPN stuff always pales in comparison to that particular show.
Well, tonight, Thunder at Pacers, Nuggets at Warriors. Panthers do play the Penguins tonight. Amerant Bank Arena, listen to the game here. I wanted to read you guys this tweet from Barry Jackson. He says, the NBA labor agreement says when players are placed on leave, like Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups have been, they continue to be paid. If NBA waits for this to be adjudicated over months or years, a big if, he writes, then no cap relief for Heat. We'll see. And he's right. It's a big
deal. I feel like this is unprecedented, though. I think Adam Silver may have to step in and say, we're not going to tie you to this contract when.
But what if Terry, I mean, look, I know it seems damning, but again, these are just allegations. What if Terry Rozier ends up being innocent in all this, and it's some mafia members who threw him under their bus and fabricated lies against them to try to, you know, reduce their sentencing, and maybe it's not as severe as we think his involvement really is. So what, the Heat just don't have Terry Rozier on the roster anymore, and 6 months from now we find out he was innocent?
Well, I don't think we're going to find out in 6 months, but I would say this season you are not going to have Terry Rozier's services. So how can that contract, I'm not saying he doesn't get paid or they don't come up with something. I'm not saying don't give the man his money. I'm saying don't count that money against the Heat when this is something out of their control and out of the normal purview of sports. Mm-hmm. This isn't an injury. This is something that's unprecedented.
Like Hawk said, unprecedented. Give him their $23, $26 million back. If he's totally innocent, retro pay him. I know $23 million, that's not a lot of money for the NBA.
No, but I'm saying don't affect his salary. Just affect what is counted towards the Heat.
And if they suspend him and stop paying him, and he's innocent, then pay him the money he was deserving to get paid anyway.
Yep.
$26 million, $26.6 million. Do you know what Terry Rozier's career earnings are?
200.
I was going to say 140.
160.
Yeah.
Basketball stupid. You see KD's numbers?
500, 600
He just
million.
Became the highest paid basketball player in the history of the world.
With the extension. He let you hold something?
No, he didn't dress like it, though.
NBA Central says that federal prosecutors push for a $10 million bond for Terry Rozier per NBC. And Rozier had to give up his passport, put up his $6 million Florida home, and can't gamble after the judge denied the prosecutor's request. That's too much. That's too much of a punishment.
Is he a flight risk?
Yeah. Yeah. You have that much money? You're absolutely a flight risk.
Get a private jet and hit it.
Well, not if you don't have a passport.
Hawk, I've got on planes without passports.
Not to leave the country, you haven't.
You don't think somebody with $160 million can't get out of this country, Hawk?
And go where?
I don't know. Bolivia.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Bolivia.
You can't go into a country landing at their airport without having a passport.
Hawk, you got to grease some palms.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I know this is...
Oh, the Puerto Rico, no problem.
I know this is a bigger conversation and perhaps we don't have time for it. This is inevitable from the very beginning. I'm sorry. I know, you know, you have to uphold the moral integrity of the game or whatever you want to say.
You mean like a gambling scandal?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, for sure.
Bro. Yeah.
And this isn't going to be the only one,
right?
And it's not going to be the only sport.
It's silly, and I get it. Hey, don't bet on, don't cheat the system, don't bet on games, and don't tip things that could lead back to you. I know it sounds obvious, but you're talking about dudes, a lot of them who grew up in awful neighborhoods, awful backgrounds, whatever. Now all they're seeing anytime they step into the stadium are gambling ads. They turn on the TV. You're watching the NBA last night.
We're desensitized to gambling. Yeah. And so it's not a strong leap to say as you become desensitized to gambling, you become desensitized to some of the things that make gambling a problem.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen. It's just inherent with it. But that's where we are.
You always say gambling, you need an edge. You need an edge to beat the books. Just human nature. If I know about gambling, and not even saying like point shaving. If I know about gambling, I'm playing. I walk in on a Monday, and I know Ronnie is deadly sick, and this news hasn't got out yet. Hey, I'm taking the under on rushing yards this week. This dude can't even stand up. He's in the, like.
I mean, it just is what it is.
It is what it is, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're... if you're shaving points, like I saw Terry Rozier have like 6 turnovers in one game, and they were just him throwing the ball to the other team.
The crazy part is that highlight package that's going around, that reel that's going around, that was him in a Heat jersey against the Cavs. That was him actually trying. Could you imagine when he wasn't trying?
What about if it's another team? Nowadays, all these guys know each other. Hey, what up, bro? Hey, what up, Jim? Man, I ain't playing tonight, man.
Yeah, it's very easy.
Not even your team or the team you're playing. You play for the Heat, you know a guy that plays for the Kings, and y'all are just texting. Yeah, I'm out tonight, bro. They don't, you know, it hasn't been out yet. Hey, Lisa, put a little money on the Timberwolves. You know what I'm saying? It's human nature.
But for the NBA, I mean, I get it. This is the worst case scenario for them. But to act like they're so surprised and shocked and, I mean, this bleep was inevitable, man. What do you think is going to happen? You're in bed with all these gambling websites. It's going to happen.
Well, I don't know. I mean, where are you seeing someone from the NBA saying they're so surprised and shocked? I mean, they're taking action. The people have been placed on leave. Like, I haven't seen faux moral shock anywhere.
I guess we have different timelines. I don't know what to tell you.
But you're seeing, like, the NBA itself saying we cannot believe it. Like, I mean.
Yeah, I texted Adam Silver. Got his take on it.
When I played, we used to have a meeting that don't even go to the Hard Rock. Don't be seen around chips.
Yeah. Don't get a lottery ticket.
It was crazy. Like, you would be kicked out of the league.
Guess who was named NFL Rookie of the Week?
Nobody on our team.
You cannot tell me that I have stumped you guys with this question.
OG.
Of course. Thank you, Jimmy. Or Rondae Gadsden. What the hell's wrong with you guys?
Go Dolphins.
Jeez. Are you guys throwing the game? Are you throwing the segment? You guys are on the take?
You guys want to play poker tonight?
I wear glasses.
I'm in.
All right.
Got some information over there?
No. Hello?
Panthers tonight. World Series game 1 tomorrow. Inter Miami versus Nashville tomorrow. Heat versus Memphis tomorrow. Tonight, NFL football Thursday night. Rondae Gadsden, NFL Rookie of the Week plays.
Is that so?
Is that so?
Happy National Boston Cream Pie Day.
Oh.
National Horror Movie Day.
Oh, boy. Rough one for you. It's a horror mucus.
You okay?
And today's, I threw down so much. Look at all this candy I threw down. I literally just threw down candy.
What are you
candy.
Doing? What's wrong with it?
Where's the candy? I've been looking for it.
Jimmy is like, you don't need any candy, first of all. But Jimmy has been walking in here every segment going, where'd they put the candy? Where'd they put? And I go, just don't have the candy. Like, you just don't have the candy.
How are you going to tell a grown man you don't need
you don't
any
need
candy?
Any candy.
You can't say that to a grown up.
I said it to Jimmy. You don't need any candy.
Don't need any candy.
Jimmy is single-handedly keeping our company in this building with the amount of money he puts in the vending machine. It's unbelievable.
Jimmy, you don't need anything out of the vending machine. We're only here for 4 hours.
Sometimes you need a snack.
What do you need? What do you snack on? What's your go-to in the vending machine?
Trolleys and the Hershey's.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Remember when you were out one day and I tried to do vending machine roulette with Jimmy where Appel, Crowder, and I all bet on what Jimmy would get out of the vending machine. So he just went over there, came back, and we all had to guess.
What did he end up getting?
It was the dumbest thing ever. I don't even remember. But
Doritos.
Plantain chips.
And today's iPod.
You know, vending machines, we don't have time, but vending machines are dumb. You're hungry. 4 potato chips doesn't fill you. You know what I mean? Vending machines, in reality, should be the party-size bags of chips. You know? The ones that are $7.99 for the bag. That's what the vending machine should be because it's such bull crap. You go there, you open up the Doritos, there's 4 Doritos in there, and it says one serving. And you're like, for who? For whom is this one serving?
Hawk is like the drug dealer.
Yeah.
Got to get the comeback.
Yeah.
Four chips. I want 8 chips now. 2 bags, 5 bags. Now you know, you had the Carter.
How'd you get from the vending machine to the Carter?
It's bigger than Nino Brown. Vending machines.
All right. Anything else?
Your weather. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
And that'll do it for us on this Thursday. You've got Dan Day coming up next, and then Panthers hockey. It's just hockey. Got that coming up here on the radio station. If you want to hear Thursday Night Football, that will be on 790 AM. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Panthers. We will speak with you mañana.
She'll like it, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.